Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that this may result in the removal of its blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, that person who recites salawat, durood, salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved master, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, performed the Taraweeh Salah himself and liked it very much. Therefore, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever offers Salah in Ramadan due to Iman, faith, for earning thawab and reward, his next and previous year's minor sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. However, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not offer it consistently, lest the Taraweeh Salah became fard for the Ummah. This is our merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the reign of Amirul Mu'mineen, the second Khalifa of Islam, the second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw people at night of Ramadan offering Taraweeh Salah individually in the masjid. Some of them were offering alone, while some others were offering behind an imam. Observing this situation, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I consider it appropriate to gather them all behind one imam. Subhanallah. Therefore, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu appointed Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as their imam. The following night, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw people offering Taraweeh Salah together with Jamaat, with the congregation. Pleased by this, he commented, Ni'mal bid'atu hadhihi. This is a good innovation. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, have you realized how intensely the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares about us, his ummah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not offer Taraweeh Salah consistently, just for fear that it might become fard for this ummah. This narration removes some doubts and misconceptions as well. For example, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could have launched the Taraweeh Jamaat himself. He could have initiated this. But he did not do so, giving his ummah the opportunity to introduce good and useful innovations, bid'ah. Sayyidina Umar Faruq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is enforcing such an act, that is offering Taraweeh Salah with Jamaat, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do, was not on the basis of his personal opinion. In fact, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had already permitted his ummah in his visible life up to the day of judgment to introduce such new and useful innovations, as it is clearly mentioned in the following hadith. Listen carefully. In Sahih Muslim Sharif, it is stated that The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one enforcing a good innovation in Islam will get its reward as well as the reward of those acting upon it after him without any reduction in their reward. And the one enforcing an evil innovation in Islam will have its sin as well as the sin of those acting upon it after him without any reduction in their sins. This blessed hadith has made it absolutely clear as the brightness of the day, as the brightness of the sun in the day, that the permission of introducing new and good innovations in Islam is up to the day of judgment, this has already been granted. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Many such useful innovations were introduced. Let us be aware of some of those. As mentioned, Amirul Mu'mineen, second Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Afaruq Adam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, enforced the Taraweeh Jamaat, declaring it as a good innovation. Therefore, it is obvious that if the Blessed Companions alayhim ridwan introduced a new innovation after the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would be considered a bid'ah hasana, a good innovation. Furthermore, in past, there used to be no mihrab in the masjid. It was Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was the first to start this practice of the arch structure of the mihrab to be constructed in Masjid al-Nabawi. This innovation, this bid'ah hasana, good innovation, has now become so popular in masajid throughout the world, they are identified by this mihrab and this arch. Likewise, domes and minarat, the minarets on masajid, throughout the world are also innovations. Even the minarat of Masjid al-Haram did not exist at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or his blessed companions, alayhim ridwan. What about Imani Mufassal or Imani Mujmal? The six kalimas, their numbers, the sequence, first, second, third, etc., and their names. Furthermore, dividing the Holy Quran into 30 ajza, 30 juz and parts, diacritical marks, dividing it into sections, into rukus, punctuation marks, even the dots above, beneath letters, etc., publishing it with attractive covers, publishing hadith books, arguing the authenticity of narrations, dividing a hadith into their different categories, such as sahih, hasan, da'if, mawdu, etc., fiqh, usulul fiqh, ilmul kalam, paying zakah and sadaqah fitr in the form of coins and printed notes, going on hajj pilgrimage by aeroplanes instead of camels, the four orders of sharia, tariqah, hanafi, shafi'i, maliki, hanbali, qadri, chishti, naqshbandi, saharwardi, these are all innovations, but they are bid'ah hasana, good innovations. Allah, may Allah grant us the understanding of what is right and what is wrong. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learned in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib, every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself with a punctual travel with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Madani Qafilas to learn the Sunnah. And fill out the Madani In'amad booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr-e Madina and submit it to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessing of this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your faith, adopt the Sunan and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we will act upon the Madani Amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we will travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah Azza wa Jal. اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں، اے داود اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين جزا الله عنا سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims. And make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and to travel with the Madani qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi' and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain du'a ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be ke so majboor ki. Ameen bi jahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.